Blog Talk Radio.
Got my money up. Yep. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner. Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mob. Sip Pino. Subtract that bum. He a zero. And me shouting. Ain't another equal. Whipping the board like a Rego.
Before they even offer you a deal, but I'm still pissed. As you know, I had a previous guest on, Miss Lucy McBath, and we had talked about the Jordan Davis situation in Florida, 17-year-old murdered by one Michael Dunn because of the loud music and the huge CNN trial, you know, HNN trial, and she did The View yesterday morning, and she looked so beautiful. This is Jordan's mom. And so I had promised Miss McBath that I would watch the film, support it, and help tweet it out, and you know, do everything we need to do, which I did do. And for those guys that don't know, I was the publicist for Miss McBath during this trial situation, so it's really near and dear to my heart. And I still work with Lucy on occasion. But damn it, Time Warner Cable, you're supposed to be able to watch the shows online. That's what your website says. Watch TV online. I don't know if it was a conspiracy. I'm not going to go that far. Might be. I don't know. But I couldn't get it. But ironically, as soon as the film ended, all of a sudden I could see everything I wanted to on Time Warner Cable. I don't know about that. Anyway, back to our guest. You know, this is Audio Fix, and I love bringing you the best. I love bringing you the new. I've got a young, beautiful, up-and-coming young female out of Houston, Texas. And I say Shea Marie all the time, but I promise you guys, that is not how her name is pronounced. It's Shamari Asamil, right? Tell us how we pronounce your name.
It's just Shamari, like Shakira and Madonna.
Say Madonna.
Just the first name only. So Shamari.
Shamari, like cherry. I think that's what the one interview I heard you say. Just think of the word cherry, and then you'll think of the word Shamari, and that brings up all other kind of connotations that I don't even want to get into on
which
this
I
show. But hey, welcome to Audio Fix. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I know. You
how
know,
you doing?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. I'm still pissed at Time Warner Cable, but I'm good, and I'm always blessed because, you know, I'm still here. So I'm excited to be here. But I'm glad that you could make it because, you know, it's 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I know that you're busy and you got your beautiful daughters and your family going on, and that we could get you here on the show is amazing. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, of course.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a first-generation Nigerian-American. So my family, both my parents are from Nigeria, and we are the first generation to be here in America. So we have very deep roots over in Africa and very proud of being Nigerian in my culture. I am a mother. I have two beautiful girls named Mariah and Aaliyah. And everybody always says, oh, yeah, when I say their name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, I love Mariah. I love Aaliyah.
Okay.
Those are my girls, and they're beautiful, so beautiful, so sweet. And I'm a singer-songwriter, mostly R&B music, but I can sing everything. And I write everything, so I write like country.
Well, you like
rock,
to hang around these rap guys. I noticed that.
Of rap music, I feel like I was a rapper in my past life.
See, I knew it. That's what I was trying to be. It had to be. Because you love to hang around these rap guys. Like, yes, you got. You know they all do. You know nowadays everybody's a rapper somewhere. In the bathroom,
right?
Or somewhere. Well, anyway,
break.
So see. Yes, in the cafeteria, in the car.
Yes.
Have you ever just drove up on somebody and they're having a serious conversation with the police in the car and there's nobody in there?
Oh, my gosh.
With them in the radio and they're having a serious confrontation with the radio about the police and stuff like that. I'm going off today.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm so happy to have you. Now, this is not your first go-around. We don't want it to, you know, I say up and coming, but you've been here for a while and you've made some serious connections in the entertainment business. So, you know, tell us how you got started, because the show is really about the journey. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to other interviews that we've done here on Audio Fix, but just to give you a small idea of what we do here, a lot of my fans are individuals who are trying to make it, want to make it, or trying to figure out where they're going to go in life. And I like to focus on the journey. How did you get here? How did you get started? What were the connections that you made? What were some of your doubts? What were some of your fears? And then what were some of your best days? So tell us, you know, how you got here.
Okay. So I have been singing. You know how every singer says, oh, I've been singing all my life. Well, I'm one of those where I've been singing all my life.
mm-hmm.
Started singing in fourth grade choir. My first solo was in fifth grade for the drug awareness program. I got to sing some Whitney. So it was in fifth grade when I was like, man, I know I want to do this. So
okay,
I
got to stop you right there. And I think every black child in America has sung a Whitney Houston song at a talent show. Or some. Some. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well, and that the greatest love of all has to be, I don't know, R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly, and Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all. This has to be the most, every black child in America. But you go on, after you finish with this,
right,
on the drug.
Right. so the D.A.R.E. program, I had to sing One Moment in Time, which was the Whitney song that she did for the Olympics. So that's the song that I had to sing. It was a beautiful song, yes. So after that solo, I knew then, like, I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to be a singer. So I would practice and imitate Mariah is really where I started with her first CD. I would sit there and just try to sound exactly like her. And to this day, mm-hmm. I can mimic voices very well because I used to sit there and just try to sound like the artist. My mom used to, I hate to say be a show mom, but she kind of was a show mom. And she would auditions and have me overdressed with big hair and make me sing just like Whitney, you know. She's like, you are my son, just like her. And she's like, make me do that. So my parents were actually very encouraging, but we kind of didn't know what to do or where to go as far as being an artist.
Right.
I fell into modeling. Modeling kind of just fell in my lap. I was at a mall and got scouted. So that's why when people see pictures of me with rappers and stuff from way back in the day, it's because I used to be a Neil Hamel model. And I did runway, print, videos, and all of that. But always, my passion was always music. That's all I've ever wanted to do. And so I heard Just Britney on the radio one day, and I'm like, man, who produced this track? Went to the internet. This is what a lot of artists don't realize. This is the day, or this is the information age, or whatever they call it, where you can just go online and find out a lot of information. Nobody told me what to do. Nobody guided me on how to do anything. I hit Google, and I Googled the words, who produced Just Britney's Call Me For That Good? And the narrators popped up. I went on their website. I clicked the contact button, sent them an email. Hey, I'm a singer. Would love to work with you. Sent them my horrible self-made demo that I had. And I sent it. And he reached back out to me. Look, you got a voice there. You need a better demo. So we went to work, did a 3-song demo. Once that was done, I harassed Music World. I sent them my demo probably 10 times, and somebody finally...
And she's saying these names. I got to break this down. When she says the narrators, she's talking about Simo the Great. Okay, I love Simo.
Love him.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Chris Moore. Love you,
yes, Chris Moore. Beautiful voice, excellent songwriter. So shout out to the narrators, Simo, Chris Moore, and Music World, of course, is Matthew Knowles. That's Beyonce's pops. So she just calling out these names. I mean nothing. I'm just calling up Music World. And you go on. After you get through harassing Beyonce's daddy.
I kept harassing them. I'm like, somebody's going to reply to me. And so finally, they actually had an artist development program, which is the reason why I was harassing them, because I found out about it doing my many Google searches of, I used to Google the word. Singing contest Houston, or singing competition Houston, or singing audition Houston, and stuff would pop up. And one of the things that popped up was their artist development program at Music World. So that's who I was harassing. And I finally got an email back letting me know, hey, such and such at Music World, they love your voice, but you need more direction. And they were right. The demo that Chris Moore and I had was all over the place as far as the genre. So they put me with Eddie Ferguson at Music World, who is the head of Walk One Productions, amazing producer. It's funny because he's produced so many people, so many independent artist records. Like the second you say Eddie, everybody knows who he is. But
right.
So we got together and developed my sound. I let him know, who my influences were and what I like, and went from there. We created Ghost, my first single with Just Britney. And we also created my next single that's going to be, well, it's out, but the video's coming out next month, and it's Double Life with Slip Suck.
So you are a poster child, because I get this too. People just will not do the research, and they kind of want shortcuts, and they'll just call me and ask me to, quote, unquote, hook them up with somebody such and such, and I usually kind of decline that because I think you have to invest in yourself. I'll take the time and invest in you, because, anything that comes easy, you don't want it. So, but you are the poster child of getting out there, doing your research, making those connections, investing not just time but money in yourself and in your craft. Because if this is something that you want to do, this is what you'll invest in. It's not a hobby for you. For some people, it's a hobby. For you, this is real. So I love that. That's part of the journey of getting it together. So you've got this new single out, Slim Thug, and a Double Life. I, for one, am waiting on the video. I think it's supposed to drop next month. I cannot wait. You've got Benny Boomtown. Yeah, Benny Boomtown is directing, and he's a BET video, music video director of the year. Benny Boomtown. Shout out to Benny in it. You've got Slimmins. You've got Houston Notables in it, as well as your friends in it. Isn't that fun? When you make it and like you and your friends can do a video, a real video.
Yes, just glad you're that was definitely production video to date. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. Can you imagine? You and your friends, you get to, you know, make a real video that's going to go global. Congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
So what was it like to work with, you know, Slim Thug? Because he's internationally known. What are you feeling?
He is. It's funny because I mentioned, I just came back from Baltimore and I had mentioned him. And it's so funny to people start, you know, spewing out the songs that they know and, oh, yeah, wow, Slim, you know. And you forget almost because he's so big here. We almost forget that he's had international hits with Destiny's Child and artists like that. So it's overwhelming, and I'm honored that he was humble enough to work with me. It was also
Slim is a great guy.
They heard the song. He is. He's so laid back. He's so easygoing. And he, you know, he didn't have to work with me, but he did, and that was really cool. And he actually was telling us, like, the song is actually really dope. He loves the concept of the song. And I feel like he just really tied it all together when he added his – because all I told him was, just don't let the girl get away with it. And that was it, and he killed it.
He killed – well, you know what? Let's take a little bit of it. It's going to be about 2 minutes or so. Let's see what this is. So I've got a piece of double – you guys are going to hear it first here on my show because I haven't played it yet. And if I haven't played it, it's not good, okay, just to let you know that. Slim Thug, we have Shamari and Slim Thug, Double Life. Let's get a piece of that, see what happens. I'm happy.
Slim Thugger, Shamari, you can't fool a fool, man. You're bound to get caught. Keep your eyes open. Walk one.
This is an awful little game. A little game I like to play. I know how you want it, babe. But when I dress like this, you know I'm asking for it, baby. I know you want me to stay. But there's a fire burning inside me. You see, it really pleases me. Even though, baby, I love you, but I really have to leave. My body starts to win the most. From head to toe, my hips are rocking to and fro. Fountain starts to overflow. Always make sure I flow.
Always finding something wrong. Got me avoiding home, up late, making songs. when I first met you that I wasn't rapping. When you pissed me off, she put a smile on my face. You might be living that double life too, I ain't gon' hate. We just gon' make it work for now, for the kids' sake. But every day pass, I'm stashing cash in the safe. Cause when they gone, then I'm gone like five, bitch. Knew you was cheating, so I left you for my side chick. Thug.
Y'all living double lives, doing a lot of stuff there. I don't know. Y'all doing a lot of stuff on that. Slim is like, you do what you're going to do, and I'll do what I'm going to do. Let's just fake it.
Mm. But Slim leaves me. He leaves me in the end. I lose it all.
He leaves you in the end. Oh, wow. So who wrote that?
Yeah. I wrote it along with a gentleman, Sylvanus Latoisson. The concept was my idea, of course, but I kind of got stuck on the second verse, so that's where Sylvanus swooped in, the sexualized part.
All right.
But the first verse, chorus, all of that, and the concept, that was me. And then, of course, Slim did his part, and he did an amazing job there.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you, and guys, I finally got you to debut Double Life on Audio Fix. This is wonderful. So what's next? What do you got coming up?
Well, what's next? This video, I'm going to have a video release party when it is out. I think the latest, at the very latest, it'll be the second week of December, end of the second week of December, that it'll be out. I'm going to have a video release party around that time and have some people performing, and then I'll perform it at the end with my dancers and all of that. And then, actually just very recently I was contacted by Just Breaking People, and she's putting together a cervical cancer awareness event on the 16th, and I will be performing there.
I love it. Okay. So you've got a lot of stuff. I know I read your bio, so I know that you've got a small part in film. I think you're going to be in some music videos. We can't say later on this month. Well, next month, I'm sorry, first of next month. So you'll be in Atlanta
really
for that. Yeah, for music video. You've been getting around, though. I know you just went to Baltimore. You've been doing some work in Atlanta. Of course, you're working it to death in Texas. You got to get out to California pretty soon, getting it together.
She said that. I had a dream last night that a series of events happened to where I could not refuse moving to Los Angeles. That's so funny that you mentioned California.
Well, you know, eventually you're going to have to go, Lee.
I know.
Everybody's got to go to L.A. sooner or later.
Yeah, that's where all the action is.
That's where it is. I hate to tell you that, Houston, but eventually, you're going to have to go out. I wish you the best of luck. I do. I can't wait for you to tell me that you're making that move to California what's going on. That's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so we expect the video in December. We expect great things from you. Where can we find you?
You can find me. I think the easiest place to start is my website, and it is my first name. So it's C-H-I-E-M, like Mary, E-R-I. .com. So that's CHIEMERI.com. And then there's links there that take you to everything, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook page, my SoundCloud. But everything is at Shamiri. At Shamiri for Instagram, at Shamiri for Twitter.
Okay. Well, we loved having you on this morning. I'm so glad, again, I got to do Double Life and we got to talk to you, and maybe we'll get Slim Thug up here next week or stuff, and we'll make him talk about you. We're just going to spend the whole interview talking about Shamiri. We'll get Slim Thug up. I love Slim Thug. I do. You know, I have complete and utter love for all the Houston artists. I'm very close to them. You know, Zero's my baby. Slim Thug and Michael Watts and Just Britney. I love those guys. And then now I got to add Chimeri to the list. I just have a love affair with these guys. And I want to also take time to say we lost a great one yesterday.
Yes,
Wicked Cricket.
We did. He actually gave me some guidance in the beginning, very beginning of my career when I was performing. So I'm deeply saddened to hear about his loss, and anyone that's close to him, I send my condolences as well. It's a very, very sad day.
And, you know, that's his legacy, because everybody says the same thing. Oh, when I was starting, you know, Wicked Cricket gave me this advice, or he put me on a show, or he took the time when no one else would, you know, take the time to talk to me. So that's his legacy, and we are going to miss you. And the music industry has really lost one of its shining stars. Rest in heaven.
Yes.
OG Wicked Cricket. Okay. All right. So we don't want to end off with that. We want to end with a big goodbye. And I'm going to have you back when the video's out.
Yes.
I want to have you back in Boomtown.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because we're getting that video on MTV. We need to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll get you and Boomtown together here on the show. Definitely want to have you back. Maybe it'll be just a Slim Thug, Boomtown, and Chimeri show. Maybe we'll get all three of you guys
awesome.
On here. And, yeah, that would be completely awesome. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. So we're going to go. You guys make sure that you tune in tomorrow. I have Sandria Smith, author of The Mourner's Bench. She's coming in tomorrow. This is a great novel. The novel outlines the civil rights movement during the 1960s in a small town in Arkansas. And this might be the first book that is written from a child's point of view. You know, we've heard about the civil rights movement from the adults and, you know, grown women and grown men. We've heard from every side. But this is written from a child's point of view who is trying to navigate not just the social constraints of being African-American, but the constraints of being a conservative Christian with a very liberal mother. And so she's torn between the church and a liberal mother who's a feminist in small-town Arkansas.
Oh.
But really, this is a beautiful book, and I cannot wait to have her on tomorrow. So make sure you tune in at 11 o'clock. This is Audio Fix with your host, Lisa Jackson, and we've had Chimeri here. And I will see you tomorrow. All right.
Bye.
You guys have a good afternoon. And get ready for Thanksgiving, because I know if you like my family, there's a lot of chopping going on, a lot of fighting going on in the kitchen. Who's the boss? I should have a show on that one. When you're cooking with your mom in your own house, who's really the boss of the kitchen? That's a good one.
Always.
Mom, right? Always. All right, you guys.
Yep.
We're going out with the plug. Thank you. All right, this has been Audio Fix with Lisa Jackson. Thank you.
Got my money up. Yep. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner,
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mouth and sip Pino. Subtract that bum, he a zero. And me shouting, ain't another equal. Whipping the horn like a Rego. Come, you try me, you could get the ego.
Yep.
Yeah, these got my blindfold. I don't see these.
Oh, he ain't moving that round. Why wait for tomorrow, babe? We can leave tonight. You know he ain't checking that bag, no. Fresh ball made in the club. Bottle after bottle, you're surrounded by the thugs. They all showing love, but you're fucking with the plug. Fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug. Showing love, but you're fucking with the plug. Fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug. It's all on us when you're fucking with the plug. Fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug. Oh yeah, girl, you're fucking with the plug. Fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug. Oh yeah, girl.
Top down, let your hair blow. Hair's big though. Say cheese, don't move like a scarecrow.
Trapping out the bando.